إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه من ذنوب أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of creations, and peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, the faithful and the honest. O Allah, we know nothing but what you teach us. You are all knower, the wise. O Allah, teach us what is good for us, and benefit us from what you taught us, and increase our knowledge. Show us the righteous things as righteous, and help us to do them. And show us the bad things as bad, and help us to keep away from them. O Allah, our Lord, lead us out from the depth of darkness and illusion into the lights of knowledge, and from the muddy shallows of lust into the heavens of your vicinities. Today's khutbah, inshallah, is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. Allah's beautiful divine names are quite numerous, 99. As mentioned in authentic religious relics. And Allah's divine names are all beautiful, because Allah, glory to Him, is existent, one and perfect. In fact, all of Allah's divine attributes can be summed up in three main notions. Namely, that He, glory to Him, exists, that He is one in His own self, attributes and acts, and that He is perfect. However, some of Allah's divine names are nearer than others to human beings. And the nearest of Allah's divine names to human beings is the Lord, simply because He, Almighty, is their Lord. To this effect, the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, which means, so wait patiently for your Lord's decision. For verily, you are under our eyes, and glorify the praises of your Lord when you get up from sleep. This Quranic verse shows clearly that decision of all issues and matters belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord who knows everything, who is most gracious, and who is all-wise. Also, Allah's divine names, Al-Hakim, the all-wise, is nearest to human beings. Sometimes, man sees or meets things that he does not like, such as unpleasant things. As Allah Almighty sometimes afflicts man with things that seem to be unpleasant to him, things that he does not like. However, it is must unwise and ignorant of man to get angry or discontented with his Lord. It is wise for man, under all circumstances, to be contented with his Lord, and with his decision and divine decree. It is necessary for man to know that nothing has happened, happens, or will happen since the beginning of the creation of the universe until its end, except by Allah's divine will and power. In other words, if anything in existence happened against Allah's will, He would cease to be the omnipotent, the irresistible, the all-powerful, and the self-sufficient. If anything in the whole universe happened against Allah's divine will, all His beautiful divine names and attributes would be rendered void and meaningless. Therefore, nothing in the whole existence, which is Allah's dominion, happens except by His divine will. All things in the world happen only by Allah's divine will. If Allah wills that something should happen, it will happen. There is no other dominator of the whole universe except Allah. This is the Islamic monotheism. In the whole existence, there is only one hand that controls everything, namely the hand of Allah, the irresistible, the omnipotent, the all-wise, the all-powerful, who is free to honor or dishonor, give or withhold, provide or deprive, exalt or disparage. Everything happens by Allah's divine will. Everything that Allah wills happens. Allah's divine will is associated with His absolute divine wisdom. To make this point clear, let's have the following example. Sometimes someone says something that he does not really believe in. He does this because of a certain pressure. His words might be unwise simply because of pressure. This is the case with weak people. They fall under either pressure or allurement. They are sometimes forced and sometimes allured. And in both cases, they lose wisdom. In other words, a person might behave irrationally if he is subjected to pressure or allurement. Also, he might behave unwisely because of ignorance. In other words, irrationality, foolishness, and clumsiness may also come from ignorance. In short, there is no wisdom with pressure, ardent desire, or ignorance. Now, ignorance, compulsion, and allurement are impossibly attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For there is no other God to compel Allah. And Allah is far exalted above and free from any such imperfection as ignorance or allurement. All of Allah's divine acts are associated with His absolute divine wisdom, which is in turn associated with the absolute good. This is the golden motto of human happiness. Everything has its own reality, and no human can ever attain the reality of true faith until he believes that what afflicts him is impossible to miss him, and what misses him is impossible to afflict him. Mistakes and errors are only human qualities. They are by no means possible for the Creator, Allah, the All-Wise. The seemingly wrong, unjust, or unfair things are not really as such. They are under Allah's absolute divine wisdom. whatever Allah wills will inevitably come to pass. That Allah's divine will is associated with His absolute divine wisdom. And that His divine wisdom is associated with absolute good. No leaf of a tree could ever fall down except by Allah's absolute divine will and wisdom. Too many seemingly evil things turn out good in the end. And in Allah's kingdom, there is no injustice. In the real sense of the word, even unjust tyrannical rulers or leaders are, as it is said, Allah's sword in the earth. He retaliates by them, and then He retaliates from them. Therefore, whenever we hear of an incident that seems to have any kind of injustice on Allah's part, we should not give hasty judgment or think that Allah is unjust or unfair, since we do not know the whole story. If we knew the whole story, we would firmly believe that Allah is all just and all wise. Hence, the nearest of Allah's divine names to you are the Lord and the All-Wise. You may ask, then why do some people suffer from disease? The answer is, you should say, this belongs to Allah's absolute divine wisdom. This is because if you had enough time and power to trace all the facts as they really are, you would inevitably find out that things are best as they are. In this context, people may ask, why is such person barren? Why did such person die so early of age? Why did such one live long? Why is such one rich? Why is such one poor? The answer is always, this belongs to Allah's absolute divine wisdom. You should attribute all things that you see or hear to Allah's absolute divine wisdom. It is the same whether such things are seemingly pleasant or unpleasant. That is because it is impossible that Allah, glory to Him, acts unwisely. For He is the omniscient, the one, the existent, the perfect, and hence the all-wise. Allah is infinitely pre-existent. And if you ask, where is Allah? Your question means that He does not exist. Nay, Allah Almighty is pre-existent. To this effect, He, glory to Him, says, which means, think not that Allah is unaware of that which the wrongdoers do. Nay, He only gives them respite up to a day when the eyes will stare in horror. Allah is pre-existent, and He is one and only. No existence is like His infinite divine existence. He is absolute and perfect, and hence He is all wise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله أسعى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة سبحانه الله أكسبت والسبليكيشن أستعين الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الله سبحانه وتعالى divine name الحكيم the all wise. The word Hakim, the All-Wise, is mentioned 33 times in Allah's Divine Book, the Holy Quran. Some examples of them are the meanings. And if all the trees on the earth were pens, and the sea were ink, were to write with seven seas beyond it to add to its supply, yet Allah's words would not be exhausted. Verily Allah Almighty, All Wise. In another ayah, the meaning Allah is ever all sufficient, all wise. In another ayah, an abundant spoils that they will capture, and Allah is ever almighty, all wise. Another ayah, and Allah is ever almighty, all wise. Another ayah, and Allah is all knowing, all wise. Another ayah, verily your Lord is all knowing, all wise. And another ayah, Alif Lam Ra, a book. The verses thereof are perfected and then elaborated from him. Allah, who is all wise, well acquainted with all things. In another ayah, meanings, and had it not been for the grace of Allah and his mercy on you, and had it not been that Allah is all pardoning, most merciful. Another ayah, meanings, falsehood cannot come to it, the Quran, from before it or behind it. It is sent down by the All-Wise One, the One worthy of all praise, Allah. There is something delicate when Allah's names come in couples, such as, verily, Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. We should be very careful not to understand that Allah is All-Wise simply because He is All-Knowing. In Islamic theology, it is wrong to consider any of Allah's divine names dependent on another. For example, it is wrong to say that Allah is All-Wise because He is All-Knowing, or that He is Almighty because He is most merciful. In other words, Allah's names are by no means interdependent. Allah is all-wise just because He is all-wise, and He is praiseworthy just because He is as such. Also, Allah's book, the Holy Quran, is described as being Hakim, a book full of wisdom. To this effect, Allah All-Wise says, which means Alif Lam Ra, such are the verses of the book Al-Hakim, full of wisdom. In another ayah, Yasin, by the Quran Al-Hakim, full of wisdom. In another ayah, verily Allah conferred a great favor upon believers when He sent to them a messenger from among themselves, reciting unto them His verses, the Quran, purifying them and instructing them in the book, the Quran, and wisdom, prophetic sunnah, while before that they had been in manifest error. And another ayah means our Lord sent among them a messenger from among them who shall recite unto them your verses and instruct them in the book, the Quran, and wisdom, prophetic sunnah, and verify them. Verily, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Whenever the word hikmah, wisdom, comes together with the Holy Quran, it means prophetic sunnah and tradition. Because the prophetic hadith and tradition are the best interpreters of the Holy Quran. Also, al-hikmah, the wisdom, should be used in the call for Allah and His religion. To this effect, Allah Almighty says, which means invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and fair preaching, and argue with them in a way that is better. Verily, your Lord knows best who has gone astray from His path. And He is the best aware of those who are rightly guided. Al-hikmah, the wisdom, can also be granted to people. If Allah Almighty give you the best woman in the world, but He did not give you wisdom, you would make the worst woman out of her. If Allah give you wealth of Qarun, but He did not give you wisdom, you would soon waste it and make of it a source of sorrow and regret for you on the Day of Judgment. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you good health, but He did not give you wisdom, you would use your health in foolish things. And if He give you good children, but He did not give you wisdom, your children would be the cause of your entering hellfire. In other words, if you lack wisdom, everything leads you to endless sorrows and losses on the Day of Resurrections. That's why Allah Most Gracious says, which means Allah grants wisdom to whomever He pleases, and He who is granted wisdom is indeed granted abundant good, but none remember except those possessed of understanding. With wisdom, you can be the happiest person in the world, although your income might be little. And with foolishness, you incur misery with your big income. With wisdom, you are happy with your wife, ordinary and simple as she might be. And with foolishness, you are miserable even with the best and the most beautiful woman in the world. With wisdom, you help make your children happy and successful. And with foolishness, you make them unhappy and unsuccessful. Wisdom is the source of every success and happiness. Just as foolishness is the fountain of misery, Allah Almighty, Almighty may give you the wealth of Qarun, although He does not like you. To this effect, Allah Most Gracious says, which means, verily, Qarun was of Moses' people, but he behaved arrogantly toward them. And we give him of the treasures whose keys would have been a burden to a body of strong men. Remember, when his people said to him, "Do not exalt. Verily, Allah likes not those who exalt." Allah Almighty gave Qarun great wealth, although he did not like him. Also, Allah might give you power, although he does not like you. To this effect, glory to him means, verily, Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and made its people sects, oppressing a group from among them, killing their sons and sparing the lives of their females, Verily, he was of those who do mischief. Therefore, Allah may give you wealth and power, although he does not like you. But if he loves you, he gives you both knowledge and wisdom. He, praise belongs to him, says, which means, and when he, Moses, attained his full strength and was perfect in manhood, we bestowed on him wisdom and religious knowledge. And thus do we reward the good doer. As a true believer, you should consider what Allah has conferred upon you. If he has conferred upon you wisdom and knowledge, you are beloved to him, just as holy prophets and righteous people are. If after that he induces you with wealth and good health or increases you in power, you should praise him and be thankful to him. The first and foremost thing is that Allah provides you with wisdom and knowledge. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم اللهم اقض عنا ديننا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة